Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Pangla, Dan, Kent, and Valborg arrived at the outskirts of Fuzzopolis just in time to see the Elder Fuzz, controlled by Mama Boob, rise from its sleep and start to destroy the city. Meanwhile, Fuzzo, Professor Y, and Feltina made their escape. What is to be done? Why, you? Listen to this! The season finale! Episode 15! Night of the Living Elder Fuzz!
We can't get much closer. Those yarn tendrils are moving so fast, they're knocking buildings through time. They can literally knock you into next Tuesday, or last Monday, or any time, really.
Damn time tentacles! What do we do?
We need to defeat it!
Why, Pangla? Can't we just go somewhere else?
As long as the Elder Fuzz rages, we cannot heal this broken world! I must stop it!
Okay, buddy, but you're just a little gal. How you gonna stand up to tall, dark, and gruesome?
I might know a way. The final evolution of my girls. But...
like a perv's photo collection, there's always a but.
I need a double-action repeating fuzz coil, and only the Fuzzby in Fuzzopolis has one.
The one by the big monster who's knocking things through time?
That's the one.
Oh, rainbows! Sad.
Don't slime. I'll do it. And don't try to stop me.
We're not.
I got a lot of mileage on my old carcass. It's riddled with phlebitis. I got stretch marks because of that all-you-can-cram-cram eating contest, and cram ain't even food. Sure, I shed my good looks like a hermit crab sheds a shell once he sheds his skin in a seashed. Sheds. They ain't nothing but shacks. And shacks are the only house I need for this damn fool heart of mine. When they write my tombstone, don't let them put any weird letters on it. Like that O with the dots. Or that thing that looks like a tongue. Maybe the tongue one. It's cool. So, I'll do it. I'll get you that fuzz coil and bring it back. Cause I got one thing that evil fuzz don't got.
Worms?
Yeah, that and heart. A whole heap of
it. Yay! You're so brave!
And I'll drive you. Hop on me, the Helen Tafta cycle. We ride!
Next stop, Stubby's Subs.
No! Fuzzby for the coil.
Right, yes. Fuzzby. Not okay. Dan Kent to the rescue!
Dear Professor, I've stopped the bleeding, but the lymph was agitated by the fuzz rays. Your veins are clogging. I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
No. It's more than you or me. I don't even feel it. I'm fine. I just need to rest.
We can hide in my summer palace. It's atop Fuzz Mountain. We just need to take that road there.
No, we have to go back.
What? No, you're crazy. The Elder Fuzz is rampaging.
My wife is back there. It'll kill her. I've heard Professor Y with the lint. I can't give up on sweet Humphalophagus.
I'm sorry, Feltina. You should have gotten her when we had all that time before.
Ay! Madre Dios, come mierda, tu puta madre! I'll come back for you soon, Humph.
Fuzz, Fuzz, my love, what will I do without you here with me? Fuzz, Fuzz, my love, I feel as though I'm bursting at the seams. Fuzz, Fuzz, my love, need to hear your voice and see your face. Fuzz, Fuzz, my love, what would you say? You'd say, I'm coming back for you, no matter the day.
Shiny man.
and the Elder Fuzz.
That's weird.
Baby, at this point, it's straight up normal. Watch out! There's a little mini Elder Fuzzes jumping off the main body. Get off, Fuzz Beasts! Too many of them!
The Fuzzbot is right there! I can push through!
They're swarming us!
I can't keep up, Craig!
Oh, my eye! It's got fluff in it! Ow! Oh, no. We're surrounded. Well, this is it, Tafto Cycle. There's no way we're getting out of here. Someone fired a fuzz blaster, and now the beasts are running off. But who?
I thought you could use some help.
Who are you?
The name is Huffalumpagus Guernica. My wife taught me to shoot. I grabbed this fuzz blaster when everything started going weird ways.
Great. Oh, do you know what a fuzz coil is? Because I realized I have no idea what one looks like.
Of course. I'm in IT. Let's get it.
Mama Fuzz, you have to listen.
Listening is for jerks. I am beyond listening now.
Oh, come on. Just a mumble blark.
A what?
I see you were listening. Gotcha.
Get this! My tendrils!
Oh! This must be it!
That's a fork. I don't even know where you found that.
Oh, okay then. This?
That's the same fork.
Fork? Huh. Man, world has changed so much since it got fuzz.
Here's the fuzz coil!
Ah! Let's go.
You'll take me with you?
Of course. Ha, ha, ha. Hop on the cycle.
The monsters are getting closer. I'm gonna have to do some quick maneuvering.
That fuzz monster is shaking off more little fuzz beasts.
They're coming this way. There's too much weight. I can't outbike it!
The fuzz beasts are closing in!
Hey, take the coil, Huffa.
Just call me Huff.
Okay, Huff, take the coil. Make sure you get it back to Sandra.
Wait, what are you doing? What's a Sandra?
See you on the other side.
He jumped off!
We don't have time to look back. We need to scoot.
Okay, beasties, let's dance. Actually, let's just sit quietly and... What's that?
I am the atrocity. I eat the fuzz. Now I return to my sewer lair.
That was unexpected. I'm saved! Oh, the Elder Fuzz is coming this way. Plus, that piece of fluff in my eye is really stinging. Ah, well, I'm doomed. It's time-bending tendrils are swinging wildly right at me. Those tendrils are swinging really fast. Oh!
Here at my summer palace, we can see the action. Are you all right, Professor?
I'm fine. Just a little woozy.
A giant butterfly just appeared.
It's Brushy. He's beautiful. He'll defeat the Elder Fuzz. We're saved.
The Elder Fuzz just ripped off a chunk of one of his wings. The whole city's in ruins.
Ruins in Duant.
You... But that's impossible.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
They're back, but that's not Dan Kent.
I have the fuzz coil.
Quickly, give it to me. First ladies, huddle.
Where's Dan Kent?
We met in the city. He saved me, but he got knocked by one of those tendrils.
Smacked through time?
But
he did it, that old smelly son of a gun.
So heroic and smelly.
Very smelly.
If you're done saying smelly, it's done. Pangla, are you ready?
For what?
First ladies, form Lady Liberty!
They all combined to create a giant metal lady! Lady Liberty!
And I formed the sword!
You sure did, Dolly Madison. And now, Pangla, you are going to pilot it. You're the new First Lady of the World.
Too bad you have to die.
Mama, don't listen to me. We
pathetic bug.
Hey, you just said I was nice. My wing.
Not so fast, Nutty Fuzz. It's time to face justice.
A tin woman with a sword! How fun it'll be to tear you open and eat that faux pup!
decrepit savior inside.
Come at me, friends!
Detective Dan Kent? But you're dead.
He called me crazy, gum, buxom gum.
This is not the same Dan Kent. How odd.
Oh no, the Elder Fuzz has grabbed that robot thing in its yarn tendrils. Nothing can stop its crushing grip.
I have you, robot. I will tear you apart.
No, Pangla, I must help.
Oh, hey, Brushy. Nice to meet you. I'm your sister. I give you a high five, but my techno arm is being torn apart by this Elder Fuzz.
I know. I can give you my power. My purpose. If you can't be famous, help someone famous, and then you get to be a footnote. A glorious footnote. Now to summon up all my power and...
No, Brushy, we can do it! We can defeat her together!
I'm weak, but our sibling bond will carry me through, because I've realized that the...
Oh no! You exploded from using too much energy! Sorry, you're dead!
It's your turn to be dead!
Eat sore!
Look, the giant robot has stabbed the Elder Fuzz. The Fuzz has fallen.
It worked. We did it. I can...
Professor!
We did it, Veltina. It's okay. The Fuzz, it's not... It'll be okay. Pangla saved us.
I'm sorry. I didn't want you to...
It's not about you or me. It's more than... We're... Here, take this. Take this finger. It's a flash drive. It's all my Y-grams. That's like programs, but...
I get it. I'll keep your finger.
It's all of me in that.
She's gone. Everything's gone quiet. Is it over?
No, Sonup sister. It's only started. They're here. Look.
Spaceships.
From outer space.
Attention, things of Earth. We are the Trogus. You have ceased production of pudding. This is an act of war. Prepare to be invaded. So speaks Crocus of the Trogus.
Whoa, Doctor! Aliens? Come for pudding? What does this mean for our heroes and our villains? Can anything stop the Trogus? Find out on Season 3 of The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Our Dumb Universe.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Celebrate another season finale with us on our Q&A episode in 2 weeks. Got questions? We all do. Like, did you know you can read transcripts of the episodes online at podmusical.com? Did you know Feltina is in one of the Brushtown stories? See if you can figure out which one. And... was that last question really just a plug for Brushtown Stories, our off-season limited series podcast? Let the people decide. Send us your questions at podmusical@gmail.com and we'll answer them. Thanks for listening and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Hello, Lyman Keys here with another After the Episode recommendation from your friends at the Fatecrafters Studios. And even if you don't know them, they're still your friends, because a friend is just a person you haven't met, or no, you probably have met them if they are your friend, because if you haven't met your friend, then how do you know if they are your friend? I don't know. That's not what I'm here to talk about. But friendship is important. But what happens if you have no friends and you're stranded alone on an odd moon that has crazy tides? Well, then you're probably the star of the podcast Tides, which is a fictional audio drama about extreme circumstances, which follows biologist Dr. Winifred Uris as the first member of a manned expedition to Fonz, an Earth-like moon racked by extreme tidal waves. Which is weird, because on our planet, the moon makes the tides, but on this moon, they have tides that are affected by other things. What are those things? Well, you're going to have to listen and find out, because you're not subscribed to me telling you about tides. You want to subscribe to Tides itself, because otherwise, it would be Lyman Keys talking about tides, which would be a whole different podcast, and one which I don't have time to make because I had to take care of all these cats that are running around, and one got out, and I was chasing it for, I would like to say, an hour, but it was probably closer to 2 hours, and I looked the fool, and you would be a fool also if you weren't with your friends from Fatecrafters, who you have or have not met. That has not been decided yet, but we will decide it. But what is decided is how great Tides is. It's a wonderful thing. It's got its first season just finished as of when I'm recording this, but when you're listening to it, maybe the Earth has been destroyed and we're all living on a moon with extreme tides. I don't know. I don't know what you're doing, but I'd like to know what you're doing. If you're from the future, send me a message via some sort of Einstein-Rosen bridge into the past to where I am. But you haven't done it yet, so I don't know how time travel works. Maybe I have to give this to you. I don't know. That's just too much to even contemplate. But what you shouldn't contemplate is signing up for Tides at your favorite podcast store, online or in person, if there's a store you could go to and purchase podcasts or get free podcasts. Anyway, try out Tides. It's great. All the Fatecrafters shows are great. This is Lyman Keys, still on Earth, still enjoying the tides. The moon's still there, though it's kind of giving me a weird look. Shut up, moon. It's not talking, but I sometimes imagine it does. We have conversations, the moon and I. Why is it called just the moon? It probably has a different name, but I don't know. I didn't learn that. But what I did learn was listen to Tides and make friends with all the people at Fatecrafters. Lyman Keys, I'm your friend!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.